So today's your official first day opening. Is this a soft launch, technically?
This is a soft open, technically, but we made the mistake of telling Instagram, and so people came.
Yeah. So, well, I guess...
It's been great.
That's a learning experience, right?
Yeah. Well, and what makes it a soft opening is that we have a very limited menu right now. We wanted to start with what we were comfortable with, and then move on and add more things once we get our feet wet.
Right.
You know, we were nervous, so we only had a limited menu, and it's been insane all day.
So when I, literally when I walked in, there it was right to the door, so that's a good sign, clearly. So is this, obviously put so much work into this, is it what you envisioned? I mean,
yes.
Playing through your head for your first day?
I did not expect it to be this insanely busy.
Oh, really?
No, yeah, I expected maybe half this many people, probably. But, yes, it's been really cool because it's friends, family, people from the neighborhood.
I saw a lot of hugging.
Lots of hugging, yeah. People we've never met before from all walks of life. Very diverse. And it feels like a community. And everyone is reiterating what we tried to create. So they're like, it feels really homey.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels really good to hear that because we tried to make it feel homey, you know?
Right.
So people are sort of telling us that the things that we tried to do are working, you know? Homey, sunny, comfortable, that sort of a thing. So that feels really good.
I can definitely tell just from the design of the space. I love the open feel, the natural lighting, the green space type of aesthetic. And then upstairs is just that loft feeling. It's just you instantly feel comfortable, so that definitely paid off.
Thank you.
I don't know how much if you were going over every design yourself or if you had some consultants, but I mean, this is definitely it looks great.
Thanks. So we worked with 5/8 Architecture. They're a Ferndale company that does architecture and contracting.
Oh.
So they together we designed the space, and then they hired all the contractors and took care of the entire construction, which was really nice.
Yeah.
It was a blessing because I don't know anything about that. And I was able to plan my business while they planned the construction. It was really cool.
Can you speak about, obviously there are differences between running a mobile truck and then actually having a brick and mortar location. What were some of the hardest transitions from doing one business to now adding this expansion?
I would say the hardest thing is that we're doing this every day, whereas the trailer, we've got to pick and choose. So it's going to be a lot more tiring. It was, you know, kind of, it's different when you bring the trailer to a space that you bring it to an event where you know people are going to be there. Now we're asking people to come to us.
Right.
And so that is, I wouldn't say that, I mean, it's kind of hard to get people to come to you, but we're not having any problem with that so far.
I feel like, though, you've done it the correct way because you actually, you created that brand awareness going to the big events with your, obviously your logos plastered on the thing serving quality products. So I definitely feel like that was a smart move.
That was my plan all along.
Your master plan to get everyone hooked on the product.
Yes.
So then the beginnings of your business then, will you still have as an active mobile business?
We won't be as active, but we still will have 2 days a week. We'll be at Wayne State Farmers Market on Wednesdays still, and then Eastern Market on Sundays. And some weddings, and probably Mopop Festival, because we love.
Yeah.
But a lot less of the running all over town all the time.
Now, would you like eventually to increase your team and then bring the level of mobile events back up to where it was?
Yes. Yeah. So this summer I did hire a team to drive the trailer around. So it's going to be their first time. So we'll see how it goes. I would like to. I would definitely like to keep going and add more events. We also do catering too. But I think we'll end up retiring the trailer maybe in the next couple of years. She's really old. She's falling apart. We would like to have her stationary and turn her into like a cantina. Or a shrine.
Or a cantina. That probably makes more sense.
I was thinking like a booze truck. Just have it sit there and we can serve booze. Mm-hmm.
Probably more appropriate. So, as far was part of this decision though, obviously food trucks are really popular, mobile units are really popular, but like with a lot of industries, once something gains popularity, there tends to be a breaking point in oversaturation. Was that also something you considered when you thought I need to diversify, or you need to diversify what you're offering?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of that sort of a mindset went into how I chose where the space is. So there are tons of different places I looked at, but they all were either really close to another coffee shop or too far away from people. So it was a delicate balance. And we're definitely trying to have unique products. We haven't debuted them all yet, but we have a lot of things in the works so that we're offering different things than other coffee shops are offering. And really, I think what's just gonna like make set us apart is those are my friends. is our space. You know, it's a community space, and I think that gives us a competitive advantage.
This might be too early to ask, but would you ever consider multiple locations?
Yes.
Okay.
One day. Yeah, first we're going to get this one up and running, and then I'm going to probably have a baby in the next couple years, start a family, and then number two will come.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Aww. We've got dreams. You can have it all.
So, last question. What is it about, coffee's been around, obviously, for a really long time. What is it about a coffee shop that's still in this day and age where consumerism has changed so much, it still draws people in?
People want to have an experience. They want to go out. Coffee is a comfort drink. It makes you feel good. It makes you think of the first time you had it. It probably makes you think of your parents. People like to go to a place, get served a hot drink of comfort, and they like to feel good. So coffee shops are there to really make people feel good. I think that's what keeps people coming back. And I don't really worry about coffee shops ever going out of style because they're a gathering place, really. This is where people come to meet their friends. They go on their first date here. They go on their last date here. Maybe they break up in the coffee shop and it's awkward. It's a multi-purpose kind of a space.
Yeah. Actually, I lied. One more question. Are you ever going to allow dogs here?
Health department says no.
Okay.
But I think we can have dogs in the greenhouse. Secretly. Health department, if you're listening, we will never have dogs.
Yeah, absolutely not. They're just...
we've had a few dogs through today.
That's awesome.
This area is fine.
They're all working. Yeah,
they're service dogs.
Oh, thank you so much.